This is beginning of Channel 2 Right. Beginning of Channel 2 Right. And a continuation of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Friday night for supper. And 8:30 now. The 20th November 1970. Channel 2 Right. And continuation of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Friday night, 20th November 1970. Now it's a long way over to where this tape begins. It goes on another 20, I guess, before it starts. This is Channel 2 Right, and the continuation of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Friday night, the 20th November 1970. And you have to keep going on over now another 10 or 15 before the tape starts.
Right. No, I tell you what I do. I'm going to soak a little bit, Miss Mary. And that's what they need to do. So I just put a smidgen of little old water on them and forget about it tonight.
Did you ever put a little bit of soda bleach?
Well, I was going to ask you, is there some way to get all that gook off on them?
Yes.
What do you do?
I soak mine in bleach water.
And it doesn't hurt?
No, I don't put too much in it.
Just a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll try. Always learn something, guys. Yeah.
Now,
you don't have to do that one, because that's, no, I just leave it for another
time. You okay? Don't discourage people.
Well, I don't think she ought to wash all my skillets.
She washed Louis Graham.
I sure do, wash mine.
What do you have here, a little ad machine?
No, that's a
remote. Oh, that goes to the control
know,
for that.
I've had this 2 or 3 years, Marvin, and it just broke the other day.
Is that right?
So I'll have to take it down there, and there's something inside that, you know, it's supposed to just...
Right. A lot of clay.
And this is not a costly one. It just costs the same as the others.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll need an extra $10 for it.
Mm-hmm. You can just click it close to it and it changes.
That's right. Yeah. Out. Just,
doesn't even have a wire or anything on it. Well.
Just sit over there.
Billy.
But now you get something like that in color.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay an extra.
Oh, yes, I reckon so.
I think the last I acquired in color, it cost you $400 or $500. You get one that would work. I don't know why. I think the color, they also adjust the color. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, it's more complicated. See, this is not complicated.
You better
all it does
not.
Is this.
You better
all it does
is
adjust the volume.
Like
is that right? Yes. It doesn't change the picture or anything.
Yes, it changes
the
picture. I'll take it back.
The middle
changes.
But what is that thing? Electronics deal in that thing?
No idea.
It must be.
I tell what I do.
All it is just some little springs. You can take it loose.
Yeah.
I put a soap in
water
and boil.
And
that will do it.
Well, it'd have to be something like that, wouldn't it? I mean, it looks like
now
to me.
Now, how do you clean your coffee?
Yeah. Radio wave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wash it with soapy water like this. Yeah. Well, when it gets on
corroded. You don't use your horses right now?
I get
no, sir, just once in a while.
I use soda and just water.
Now, well, There's only one of them that I use anymore anyway. The other one's just retired.
Yeah, just retired.
Well, I do thank you. Well, I do. Are you just one little...
Miss Marion, what did... Who... You said you had somebody living on the Denham place over there at one time. Did you say that?
No, sir, I didn't. Just people lived on there, but I never did have anyone living on there.
Yeah.
To my recollection, do you, Mark?
No, that was before you got it. Just
yeah.
People lived.
Well, that's before you got it.
That's right.
Well, I thought you said you wanted someone on the.
Oh yeah, if I had somewhere from to live.
Somebody can kind of watch out for you.
I've been thinking about getting a trailer and moving her over there. It's a big job is water.
Oh, really? That's for you, Faye. Oh, really? No water close by?
Hello? Yeah. Well, it is a well, but I don't like the water much.
Now you are getting ready now to put in some more grass over there.
Mhm. As soon as I can get a hold of some seed, well they'd probably be in January, February.
A legitimate
March.
You're turning it.
And we was thinking of having a little more bulldozing done if we. Raising money.
Just a couple of things.
It costs a lot of money to bulldoze,
The
what, $16? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think an hour.
$16 an hour.
To go through all the other, to listen to the various things. And then I thought
we might
do a little something after. But if she passed out, I think this is
the. You bulldoze out your fence row?
I want to.
Clear out your fence.
Yeah, that's what I say. If she's crying, I wouldn't push it tomorrow. I certainly wouldn't.
Get it wide enough where you can drive right down the side of the fence.
Yeah.
I wouldn't dream of pushing it tomorrow. If she's crying.
You'll have actually more grazing than in all that container place.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Mm hmm.
No.
If we had all that hammerkin down there, we'd have a lot more grazing than the container place. All of it put together.
Oh, it does look like all that container land would be just ideal spot, doesn't it?
Just to look at it, but it's not.
But they can't eat the bark, can they?
They can't eat the bark.
And pine straw.
And gallberry.
That's right. Palmetto's a thorn.
They got to be pretty hungry if they eat all that, haven't they?
Well, they did starve to death though they eat that. They just won't eat it. And if they did, it was still wouldn't do them any good.
Well, you tell her that I will meet you and you're sweet to call. All right. Bye-bye.
Somebody called you earlier to say you were owed to duty parlor. You just left. That would happen with you.
It's Annabelle. It was Anna.
Huh?
Yeah, it was Annabelle Dean.
Was that who it was?
Yeah, Liz is sick.
She was awfully serious.
Yeah. Serious. Well, you're going to have to do a lot of work tomorrow?
Quite a bit, I'm thinking.
It's like to me you could get some of your friends to help you.
Mm-hmm.
He said he weren't none of his friends. good for nothing.
You know, I wore myself out putting in a little rye around here. I feel like I ought to retire.
Take the week off, huh?
Yeah, take a week off.
Poor old guy, he kept thinking, you know, somebody's going to come over and help him. He'd get somebody.
I went to town the other day, and this colored fella, black man, they call him now, was on the side of the road over the middle. I stopped, and I was sorry I did when I pulled up, they looked pretty rough.
Oh,
but he turned out to be a nice fella. He had a cast on his arm. He was going in to take it off, have it taken off. And he said he'd rather work any time than tote that thing around.
Hmm.
And he said he liked his work anyhow.
Is he a colored fella or what?
Yes, black man. Nigga. And he liked his work anyhow. He was on the cattle ranch. So I didn't tell him I was out on a small one myself. But we got around to it. And he had been putting in rye. And he said he was this high.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it wasn't much trouble. He said they put the seed and the fertilizer out on the ground, and he'd come along with a harrow and cut it in. I don't know how, I haven't asked him, but I said, now how many trips you have to make? That's what I said. Why, he says they just make it in one trip. He says they mix the seed and the fertilizer. Well, I said nobody's ever offered to mix any seed and fertilizer for me. Of course, he got 300 acres. The fella he rents for.
Some old dude.
They will.
Yeah.
They will.
Mm-hmm. They have another feed, or did have. But I don't know if they went out of business or not. That up that lot your way, they had another fertilizer. But any of these buck plants will do that. Or supposed to.
Yeah. But gee whiz.
Behair, rye, oats, most anything you want to plant. They mix it right in your fertilizer. Make one trip do it.
Yeah.
That's
you have to make so many trips. That's, you know, like the
that's
old
right.
days, you know, when you were using a mule.
Mm-hmm.
You just had to go over it and
that's
over
right.
and over. Like Coleman said up there, he said, you know, if it added up, he could have walked the dead end back.
Yeah.
But he followed no mule. Mayor, what was that you said? What was that, Faye? You were the one that told me, remembered it. She said a pullet's egg wouldn't hatch or something.
Oh, I said I always
heard
that a pullet egg wouldn't hatch.
Yeah.
That's how come you were that little black chicken. I let one stay under the hen to see if it would, and it sure did hatch.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you always heard that
a pullet egg, or right young, the first eggs wouldn't
uh-huh.
hatch.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But that's false.
Well,
yeah,
that
what
good.
Are they, just little things?
Yeah, about the size of a quail egg, bird egg.
Oh.
Well, it didn't look like the others, though.
That little old chicken, he gets up on
a
rooster.
Black.
Oh.
To roost
now.
He's a big.
Well, he might grow off.
He might. He's growing off.
Well, he's got
like
to grow
everything.
Off if he does.
I don't know what he's going to do.
He hasn't grown off yet.
I don't know what he's going to do. Yeah.
I wish I could make a living out here in the country. Wouldn't that be nice?
You know, I wish too, goodness. I could think of some way to make a living in Marvin's
home. I do too. I've been trying to figure some way, but...
You know, I've been scared all day.
The more I figure, the more I come up with, I can't make it.
I've been just
I can make
scared
it for a
all day
years,
long.
I guess.
I don't think I can make it all by itself anymore.
It doesn't look that way. You feed and your uncertainties is
uncertainties.
That's right.
costs you too much to do business. And then you're too small.
That's right.
It's not profitable.
You know, I tried to figure, well, we used to make it, but is it the sudden rise in the price of feed? Or
it ain't only the price and feed, it's everything. But,
or am I a poor manager, or what's happened?
Yes, I think you are.
I think so, too.
I think that's one trouble, that we're just poor managers.
I think so.
Poor managers. But a man never did used to have to be such an all-fired good manager.
That's what I was
thinking. So much insurance, so much light bill, and so much phone bill, and so much taxes, and so much pastor rent, and so much for this and that and other. And it just takes it. I don't believe, I really don't myself, I don't believe we'll ever be able to make it again.
I don't think so. No, I seriously tried when I come out here, you know. I looked into it every direction I could. And as I look back at it now, I can see where I flubbed up. And everything I did was wrong. But I just didn't know it. I just didn't know.
I don't know what we're going to do, but I declare I can't stay out there by myself.
Well, you don't work in the daytime, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it too bad that four or five families, say the size of us and you all, with the same sort of acreage, wouldn't be close together, and we could all pool the resources. You know, everybody just have one.
There's one,
in it too bad.
Two, three, four pieces of our land gone that Mr. Guthrie sold so that when he was gone, I wouldn't be left by myself. And I'd be dogged if they ain't a bit of good in the world to me.
The people who live close to you. I mean, the closest to you.
And not a bit of good in the world. They'll go out of their way.
In it too bad.
To make me be by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what land's that?
Well, it's that there acre just across the field that his brother's on. And it's a half acre down on the Denon place, his sister's on, Marlo and Clarnell. And then right down to the corner, 2 acres that Patterson's got. And that little half an acre just before you get to my house, his brother got, him and his wife. And just as soon as they got the deeds for it, they split up. One went one way and one went the other.
It was the Patterson's.
That was Mr. Guthrie's cousin.
And where is that? Yeah.
It's down towards Cross Creek on the Denham place.
Yeah.
And I'm still by myself. There's no, if anything was happening to me, there ain't nobody I could holler to.
Well, Dad burned. And nobody going to ever live down there at that old Jackson place.
No.
Well, you know, you didn't used to think about that, did you?
No, not at all. And I didn't think nothing about it till this happened to Mr. Ballard. But how do I know what whoever done, if anybody did do that, they might be thinking about me being the next.
Well, now look, you mentioned some of the people, there's a sawmill back of you in the old days.
Oh, yeah. Long, many years ago.
Yeah.
Over there back at the colored cemetery.
And there's a community living back in there. But now they didn't close enough to help you.
Oh, well, people them days, Mister.
They didn't need no help.
Mom didn't think nothing about being by yourself. People's got automobiles.
Escape convict next door to you. And
you wouldn't know nothing about it.
It didn't worry you.
Nobody gonna bother you.
Well, it's not just in the country, it's in the towns, too.
It's worse in the towns than it is in the country.
So, people...
It's hot to meet an hour.
One of the nicest things that ever happened. And I didn't appreciate it then. was when they used to have the little cabins on the place, and you had a colored family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I grew up like that. Even in town, we had a colored family in the back of my place. We had about 8 or 10 acres that time. And I remember that. And I remember when it was when they quit, when they left it there. But I don't think they'll ever have anything quite as satisfactory as that.
Mm-mm. And the colored people were better off.
Oh, yeah. And they treated you better, and you, they were nicer to you and everything.
You know, Miss Daisy was up here one time, and she sat right there, and she said, that, you know, she's so proud of her house down there. She says, I'm going back to my house. She said when she rented, she had more than she had now. She said she had pigs to grunt and roosters to crow and chickens and, you know, like that, and garden, and got along better when she just rented, paid rent on old place. She said, now, she said.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived over there, across from the Richardson's, somewhere over there. And had all, just had everything, just like, you know, had it now, just like a rich person.
Had garden.
Yes, sir.
And you know, these little houses they build now just fall apart.
Well, why do you reckon Ben won't stay with us?
I wondered about that. He comes up here, stays around, and trots right back down there.
And from what she says, he's not staying with any of his people. And he even got a job down there.
And they're not even working all the time. Did you see him when he was here last?
I don't know. How long ago has that been? Last summer?
Yeah.
Well, I saw him. She says he sends her money.
Yeah.
And he paid for that house.
Paid for the house. Well, she doesn't, I saw her one time, and she's sort of put out by that, but generally she's pretty good. What I say, she's pretty jolly. She's, don't seem to be worried about anything.
You better go and let me speak.
I just can ask you, don't you suppose?
If you go, you go and I'm going to. But if you go, you see, I'll have to, my holiday will be over. See, I'm enjoying it this way.
Well, you can go to bed and rest.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, but I won't.
You won't?
No. I'll get to trotting around here sweeping or something like that, you see.
He couldn't say wash the dishes because it's already been done.
Go down there and empty them, pour them oaks up or out.
Right.
On the horses.
I've tried.
Oh, there's something with it.
Well, do you suppose if anyone Rob, Mr. Boyd, do you reckon that he had some money on him and somebody seen it?
He had been to town. I heard somebody saying he had a little money, $50 and $60.
How much?
Oh, $50, $60.
Had been to town, making up there.
Had been to the bank.
Oh, I had been to the bank.
Yeah, somebody said.
Well, wonder who carried him.
You know, I don't know. I just figured he went with some of his family.
Well, that's, you know, one thing, you know, that's terrible. That's just ruined me from staying by myself.
I figure Marvin's got it just about right, though. Somebody had to know if it did happen this way.
I think,
so.
I think so.
So, you know.
I think somebody.
No, I don't think anybody's running loose around here.
If somebody did that, somebody come along that knew him, he knew them, he picked him up,
yeah,
came to the house, spent biggest part of the night with him.
That's right.
That's I just, the way I got it figured.
You can figure out anything that you might.
I might be wrong, sure. I can be wrong, but I.
Well, the thing to do is in the daytime or anything else, Miss Mary, just don't go to the door and open the door unless you know who's there. Nobody's going to.
Yeah.
But you know, you can be have neighbors right within yelling distance and still get trouble. You just come over here. That right guy?
Yes.
Yeah, but
yes,
you're not at home all the time.
Well, we here now.
Well, we're home on Friday.
Oh, yeah, but what could happen between Monday and Friday?
Well, you come Friday and stay well. You don't have to. Yeah. There ought to be something. It just got to be something. Something got to happen, haven't they?
That's right. There's just too much of it.
Just too much.
All right. Thank you. Yes, sir. You know that woman at Payne's Prairie was killed, and
yeah,
that's all there was to it.
Yes.
Well, she'd been careless, somebody said. She'd been letting people come in and not locking the door and things like that.
Well, she run a tavern there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, did she?
I mean, there's a, you know.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Beer?
Yeah. Whiskey, mm-hmm. I imagine.
Well, I want y'all to know that I really did
well,
enjoy
yes,
it.
I did, too.
Well, bless your heart, we've just been.
We need to go and let y'all go to bed. We need.
Well, I tell you, we don't need to go to bed, but I know somebody's got to work tomorrow.
Yeah. What are you going to do tomorrow,
Well, I got so many things, I don't know which. I guess I'll
see, he's just got to go to town first thing.
Yeah, I got
it. He always has to go buy groceries.
And
that kills a day.
That hurts.
Yeah, well, that kind of puts a ruin in on
the
day.
So what's the advantage of going to town for groceries? How about out here at, you have to go all the way to town?
Well, so you got certain feeds that you got to have, like cow feeds and...
Oh, you just make it. You just sort of do it all.
Do it all in one at one time and get it over.
Uh-huh.
You never trade out here to North Marion or a place like that?
We haven't.
I wish we had a real, real good grocery, say, in Micanopy. Like to,
in Micanopy, yeah.
Yeah, some center place.
It's not anything in Island Grove?
No, sir, not that I know of.
Citra?
No. I buy a few things at Red and White. I don't know about Citra. But they don't have...
There's not much at Citra.
Uh-huh. Well, we sure enjoy
well, we
the
sure
pleasure
sure
and being
y'all
with y'all.
Have to come and
Marvin, how is your... Let me tell you, how is your Cadillac?
Oh, it's running good. It's running better than a pickup.
Well, you had to work on it.
I put a timing chain on it.
Oh, is that one?
I got to put some plugs in that pickup probably tomorrow.
Though
there was no great
surprise, there's no major problem. Channel 2 Ryan. Channel 2 Ryan. That's the end of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie. This Friday night, the 20th of November, 1970. Channel 2 Ryan, around 3:30 or 40. That's Channel 2 Ryan, around 3:30 or 40. That's the end of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Friday night for supper, and it's 8:30 now, the 20th of November, 1970. Now, this is Channel 2 Right, around 3:40, the end of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Friday night, the 20th of November, 1970, around 3:40, Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right, around 3:40, and the end of the visit with Marvin, Ms. Gussie, this Friday night. It's 8:30 now, the 20th of November, 1970.
I cut it off, they got all excited.